Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Blue Star Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. B. Thiagarajan, Managing Director of Blue Star Limited, and Mr. Nikhil Sohoni, Group Chief Financial Officer of Blue Star Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. B. Thiagarajan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to join this call along with Mr. Nikhil Sohoni. You have seen the results which were declared yesterday, and with a revenue growth of over 20% and operating profit growth of around 22% and net profit increase of over 36%, it was an excellent quarter. Mr. Nikhil Sohoni will provide the highlights of the results, post which we will answer your questions. There will be also questions related to how the festival season was, specifically the month of October. All throughout, post the summer season, the room air conditioners business has done exceptionally well. Some of you might have seen even the GfK report that came out a couple of days ago. To disclose the specific figure, the October being the Diwali month, the volume growth of room air conditioners was around 30% and the revenue growth of around 28%. This is happening after a volume growth of over 53% in H1 for room air conditioners and revenue growth of around 45%. In Q2 alone, the room air conditioners grew 27% and a revenue growth of around 25%. Now, the questions will come on segment two, why that growth is not reflecting. We will explain to you what are the reasons for, despite room air conditioners growing by 27% in Q2 and revenue growing for room air conditioners by 25%, still why the segment two revenue growth was lower. The GfK report, if you notice, in Q2, the industry growth is reflected as the tertiary growth of 17%. Blue Star growth is reflected as 30%. And H1, the industry growth is reflected as 31% tertiary volume growth and 55% as the Blue Star's growth. Those are the GfK figures. The market continues to do well in the consumption. One major concern you might have seen in my media interviews as well over the past two, three weeks, while there is slowdown that is being reported in FMCG or automobile sector. Fortunately, the room air conditioners industry is doing well, and we are doing well therefore. The question is, when automobile has slowed down, FMCG has slowed down, why air conditioner alone should be, even some other durables might have slowed down, why air conditioners alone is growing is the question which I'm not able to answer. Perhaps, the temperature conditions or the way the people are getting used to air conditioning in other ways, whether it is a restaurant, whether it is car, whether it is offices, whether it is markets, everywhere they are exposed to air conditioning. So therefore, at home, they may be needing the comfort of air conditioners. Two, the prices have remained stable. Three, huge consumer finance options are available. We continue to witness that more than 50% of the sale is happening through consumer finance. The prices have remained stable. And most importantly, the power consumption has been coming down thanks to the energy saving scheme. And so we are happy that our industry is doing well, and I hope that it will continue. Having said that, these are uncertain times. We will keep a close watch on what is happening. Fortunately, it's a lean period. There will be one more spike between Christmas and New Year. Then we have to look at what's going to happen for the forthcoming summer season. So the room air conditioner industry continues to do well. The commercial refrigeration part of it, it is again doing well, except for the setback in water coolers, which is a high margin product. Right from March 27th of 2024, the BIS related changes in terms of specification that has disrupted the supply chain, and there are difficulties that are being encountered, we will explain to you, but that is ephemeral in nature, and there is nothing to worry about the overall growth prospects for commercial refrigeration. Manufacturing, data center, and some parts of commercial real estate are doing extremely well. Infrastructure projects, there was a slowdown in execution. It is coming back post the elections. And the commercial air conditioning business continues to do well, in which in our case is part of segment one. It is not part of segment two like other players. And it is doing extremely well, both in terms of order inflow and the margins and the consumption across various sectors, including manufacturing, including shop showroom boutiques. The input costs are stable as of now, and the supply chain related challenges continue. There is nothing new to report during the quarter. And the preparations are on for the forthcoming summer season. Overall, we are very optimistic about the financial year, FY25, and I think it will be another landmark year. We are proceeding with our investments wherever we have committed in terms of R&D or digitalization or manufacturing capacity expansion. One more general point that will come up in the international foray, the testing validation of various products meant for Europe or US is going on very well. And to US, we are able to deliver quite a bit of products for their refrigeration migrant program, for which the deadline is this calendar year. Now, post the elections, what will be the direction in US? How the market will pan out? We have to wait and watch. Europe market continues to be slow, and all of us are waiting, whether it is Blue Star or international players trying to export to Europe or European players, they are keeping their fingers crossed as to when the European market will open up for consuming the decarbonization related products. But our pursuit of developing products for these markets, getting new customers to gain trust in an Indian manufacturer as against China, and how we will be able to improve our own processes in terms of quality and the standards that are to be maintained there post delivery of the material, those are going on as per the plan. Overall, it has been a good year, and we look forward to closing the year in an exceptional manner. Of course, the same question which you or the financial media keep asking, that won't the slowdown of other industries catch up with us? It is not. Let us hope that it will not catch up with us. Thank you. Over to Nikhil.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Thiagarajan. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nikhil Sohoni, and I will be providing you an overview of the results of Blue Star Limited for quarter ended September 2024. Coming to financial highlights, this quarter, we sustained the momentum established in the first quarter. The strong performance across all key segments, supported by a robust order book, reflects growing demand for our diverse product portfolio. Continued focus on distribution footprint expansion, innovation, and R&D localization and backward integration in manufacturing and supply chain, cost optimization has resulted in the growth in revenue and profits. Financial highlights for the quarter ended September 30, 2024, on a consolidated basis, are summarized as follows. Revenue from operations for Q2 FY25 grew 20.4% to rupees 2,276 crores as compared to rupees 1,890 crores in Q2 FY24. EBITDA, excluding other income, for quarter two FY25 improved to rupees 149.3 crores, a margin of 6.6% of revenue, as compared to rupees 122.7 crores, an EBITDA margin of 6.5% of revenue in the quarter two of last year. PBT grew 38.3% to rupees 131.4 crores in Q2 FY25, as compared to rupees 95 crores in Q2 FY24. Tax expense for Q2 FY25 was 35 crores, as compared to rupees 24.3 crores in Q2 FY24. Net profit grew 35.7% to rupees 96 crores in Q2 FY25, as compared to rupees 71 crores in Q2 FY24. Carry forward order book as of September 30, 2024, grew by 9.8% to rupees 6,598 crores, as compared to rupees 6,008 crores as of September 30 last year. Carry forward order book as of March 31, 2024, stood at 5,697 crores. The capital employed as of September 30, 2024, increased to rupees 2,550 crores, as compared to rupees 2,070 crores as of September 30, 2023. We continue to invest in manufacturing capacity, R&D, and digitalization initiatives. The net cash position of rupees 185.26 crores as of September 30, 2024, as compared to net cash position of rupees 285.9 crores as of September 30, 2023. Coming to business highlights, segment one, that is electromechanical projects and commercial air conditioning, the segment one revenue grew by 32.6% to rupees 1,428.4 crores in quarter two of FY25, as compared to rupees 1,077.2 crores in quarter two of FY24. Segment result was rupees 119.2 crores, which is 8.3% of revenue in quarter two of FY25, as compared to rupees 65.28 crores, which was 6.1% of revenue in quarter two of FY24. Order inflow for the quarter was rupees 1,899 crores in quarter two of FY25, as compared to 1,765 crores in quarter two FY24. Coming to individual businesses, the electromechanical projects business, manufacturing, and data center segment continued to drive growth. The infrastructure projects execution is picking up momentum, and we are also witnessing order finalizations from commercial real estate sector. The carry forward order book of the electromechanical projects business was rupees 5,037 crores as of September 30, 2024, as compared to 4,609 crores as of September 30, 2023, a growth of 9.3%. Coming to commercial air conditioning, during the quarter, the focus was to accelerate deliveries and also improve the margins through the ongoing total cost management initiatives. The new product development initiatives are on track, and given the growth opportunities in manufacturing, data center, commercial real estate, healthcare, and education sector, the prospects for this business are excellent. On the international business front, the development of new products in the areas of decarbonization and energy efficiency, improvement for identified OEMs in Europe and North America are progressing well, and the field trials for a few products have been completed successfully. There is a slowdown in Europe, and the indications are that the demand will revive in 12 to 18 months. Certain shipments for the US market have commenced, but the momentum is expected to pick up post the presidential elections. As we have explained in the past quarters, we would like to position ourselves as a manufacturer of innovative and reliable products for the respective markets and would give this business time for scaling. Segment 1 margins saw an improvement in Q2 FY25, rising to 8.3% of revenue compared to 6.1% of revenue in Q2 FY24. The improvement in margins is a result of changing mix of the business within the segment. Coming to segment 2, that is unitary products, the segment 2 revenue grew 5.1% to rupees 767 crores in Q2 FY25 as compared to 729 crores in Q2 FY24. Segment result was rupees 53.9 crores, that is 7% of revenue in Q2 FY25 as compared to rupees 61.6 crores, that is 8.4% of revenue in Q2 FY24. Coming to cooling and purification products business, that is room air conditioners, this quarter has seen reasonable growth over the previous corresponding period in spite of this being a non-seasonal quarter. The demand for room air conditioners continues to be good and we have maintained our market share at 13.75%. In anticipation of the forthcoming festival season, the dealers have begun stocking. As in the previous quarter, consumer finance related sales are significant and tier 3, 4, 5 markets continue to dominate. With the localization and scale benefits, the margins continue to improve. Coming to commercial refrigeration business, due to regulatory changes pertaining to BIS and quality control orders, production and sale of water coolers saw major disruption. Further, in transitioning to the new standards, while attempting to manage the inventory of the old components, the margin for water coolers declined. There was a delay in ramping up production of the new range of state-of-the-art glass-top deep freezers, which resulted in lower revenue growth. To sum up, it was an excellent quarter for RAC in terms of revenue and profitability growth. However, muted growth for commercial refrigeration products pulled down the revenue growth and profitability in segment 2. Segment 3, that is professional electronics and industrial systems. Here, the revenue degrew by 3.8% to rupees 80.5 crores in Q2 of FY25 as compared to rupees 83.7 crores in Q2 of FY24. Segment result was rupees 5.2 crores, which was 6.4% of revenue in Q2 of FY25 as compared to rupees 12.2 crores, that is 14.6% of revenue in Q2 FY24. This business is largely dependent on import of high-tech capital equipment. The demand was expected to revive post-union elections, but supply chain restrictions and uncertainties have resulted in long delays in finalization and execution of orders. We expect the growth to revive only in Q4 FY25. Finally, coming to business outlook, the prospects for room AC, electromechanical projects and commercial air conditioning business are excellent. The commercial refrigeration business suffered in Q1 and Q2 of FY25 due to regulatory changes, but the prospects continue to be good. We are persisting with investments in R&D, manufacturing and digitalization, and our TCM initiatives continue to pay dividends. We expect FY25 to be another landmark year. Our growth-focused mindset, supported with prudential financial management, ensures a stable foundation for our short-term and long-term ambition. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I am done with the opening remarks. I would like to pass it back to the moderator, who will open the floor to questions. We'll try and answer as many questions as we can, and to the extent that we are unable to, we'll get back to you via email. With that, we are open for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address the questions from all the participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. I repeat, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Thank you. The first question is from the line of Natasha Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and good morning, gentlemen. My first question is on the UCP segment. Firstly, if you could give us some sense as to what is the split between RAC and non-RAC. The reason why I ask is, you've stated in your press release that your margin decline of 140 basis points was predominantly led by commercial refrigeration. So that's the background why I'm asking the split. And a related question here is, while I understand that there has been regulatory changes and delay in ramp-up of some of our products, is there also some kind of slowdown that you're seeing? Because we've been hearing this commentary for commercial refrigeration for a couple of quarters now and even from peers. So if you could just throw a little detailed color as to what segments within this is driving growth and where are we possibly seeing some slowdown and a medium-term outlook here, growth outlook.
Thank you. So I'll try and explain. We are also internally trying to discuss and, you know, even in the board we are discussing how to go ahead and, you know, classify the segment. First of all, the segment classification has electromechanical projects and commercial air conditioning and the unitary products and the other professional products has continued for many years. Now, what is in what in case of Blue Star? It is better because some of you may be new to this. Segment 1 has got electromechanical projects, which is EPC contracting business. It has got commercial air conditioning, which are VRF systems or chillers or packaged air conditioners, which are own manufactured equipment. It is more like a room air conditioner only. We manufacture those. We compete with the same players in the market. And it has got the related income of service as well. Now, it is a contracting business, MEP. It has got commercial air conditioning, manufacturing, marketing, commercial air conditioning service. That's what the segment 1 contains. Segment 2 contains room air conditioners and it has got the commercial refrigeration products. It has got related service obligations that we need to do. There is an international part of it, which is you are aware that we are not into residential part. Residential part comes in lump. Some years it comes somewhere, Middle East basically, because it is not a business in which you will be able to compete, which we have stated. Because in China is there, for India to export room air conditioners or commercial refrigeration products is difficult. There could be years where some specific customer of ours asked in the Middle East we would have delivered, which incidentally is the case last year. Now, the international business which has just come in, it is B2B in nature, so it is part of segment 1. Anything we are talking about products that are being developed or expenses today incurred for US or Europe, that goes into segment 1. Now, the question here is the room air conditioner versus commercial air conditioning, which has been a repeated question. Because the room air conditioner is a star product which is growing. In fact, commercial refrigeration also grows at the same rate, but relatively it is a smaller market size. That is the problem. Commercial refrigeration, we have larger market share. So to put in perspective, let us say room air conditioner market size is around 25,000 to 28,000 crores. The commercial refrigeration market is 4,000 crores. And our market share in commercial refrigeration is 30%. In room air conditioner market, our market share is 13.75% to 14% at this point of time. The question that is asked is that whether we can segregate and give. Selectively, we cannot give. There is another thing that is happening. Some of our peers have commercial air conditioning and commercial air conditioning related service also clubbed under unitary product segment. Now, if I were to do that, actually my EBIT itself can go up by 200 crores. Now, the question is that whether we should be reporting room air conditioner separately, commercial refrigeration products separately, and commercial air conditioning products separately. That's a debate internally we are having. But the question is that, as I have been saying, that I keep raising this in many forums, that multinationals who are my competitor, it's a black box. I won't be able to get any information whatsoever, whereas they will be able to get every information that is disclosed by us. Now, there is no uniform standard for removing or dissecting and providing an information. Say, you are the peers you are not asking report commercial air conditioning related separately at all. Now, that is a debate internally we have got, how best we can provide. We believe in transparency. I have absolutely no problem in giving you every information without being accused of selective disclosure to one set of people alone. Now, I can tell you this much, that go by the GFK data which is published. Q2, the growth of the industry is 17%, Blue Star growth is 30%. H1, room air conditioner growth of the industry is 31% in volume terms, and 55% is Blue Star growth, the tertiary optic, which is the real thing that has happened in the marketplace. Now, Blue Star's room AC growth, of Q2 is 27%, revenue growth is 25%. And H1, Blue Star's room AC growth in volume terms is 53%, revenue growth is 45%. These informations are available in multiple forms through GFK or otherwise you will know. Now, you have to bear with me. We are internally debating. We will take a decision at some point of a time. That will be beginning of a financial. I am not committing anything. It has to be considered by the audit committee as well as the board to be saying how we are going to report. Now, whether products all to be together or it is commercial refrigeration separately in segment 2 alone, we will also keep in mind how the competitors are reporting and what constraints I have got in terms of disclosing the figures. Okay, but we are very well seized of the matter. That's where I am leaving it. Now come to what is the real issue in commercial refrigeration. As I told you, you will be able to relate to this, that some 28,000 crore is the market size of room air conditioners, where we enjoy 13.75% market share. Close to 30% market share we enjoy in the 4,000 crore market. That is one data point you have got. And now, in that particular commercial refrigeration products, I have got numerous products. There are cold rooms, there are deep freezers and freezing equipment, and then there are water coolers. Water coolers continue to be a very profitable part of the segment. Deep freezer is a profitable part of the business. Now, March 27, there was a regulatory change that came in as a part of every non-tariff barrier. Unless your facility is approved by BIS, you will not be able to dispatch the products from a particular date. So what obviously you will do, you have gone ahead and produced the products for the summer. I am being transparent to the extent possible I am disclosing. I don't know who will ask me what question. So when you had the inventory, obviously you are passing it away to the dealers at that particular point of time because you won't be able to, because this order came in all of a sudden. Okay. Second, so therefore, the tertiary sale would have been taken care of for water coolers during the summer season with what was delivered by us. There is no problem. Now, what is to be done? The government at that point of time had said that the standards are going to be changed as a consultation thereon. These standards are related to outlet temperature of the water cooler. And therefore, you had certain raw material with which you have to complete the production, which is as per old specification. There are new specification as per which you are supposed to produce new water coolers. In this transition, there are two things that are happening. Number one, there is a revenue loss because tertiary sale enough material was available with the dealers. Second part is we are using the old material to go ahead and exhaust it and selling a product which is supposed to be priced high, cost will become high at the price at which it was prevailing, so the margins have shrunk. There is a third problem is the new products are to be manufactured quickly. So this is a momentary problem that is a real setback in the water cooler industry. Now come to the deep freezers. That regulation came in January itself. Now we decided that this particular product will have to be fully manufactured, and we decided we will expand the range even up to 200 liter, 100 liter, and there is a massive program of indigenization that is going on. Indian market is used to Chinese prices, and when you make in India, it is going to be expensive. There is absolutely no doubt that any product that sort will happen. And we took a call that we will make everything in India only. We are not going to depend on China. And in the manufacturing and getting the margins improved, it is taking time. This is about all. Fundamentally, the market is growing, driven by consumption of ice cream and other frozen products, driven by pharmaceutical industry, driven by Horeca, which is the hotel, restaurant, fast food, etc., etc. These are the sectors which are driving. It is also driven by the retail sector. So there is no problem with regard to the growth. There is no problem that is going to be there going forward from end of Q3 to Q4. There is not going to be any problem. In this transition, the growth of room air conditioners is not matched by this business. That's all the issue is. The last part of it, I mentioned to you that room air conditioners are not exported by us anywhere except when there is a specific, it may be a labor camp, it is connected with one of our B2B customers asking for. In the figures of Q2 last year, there was an export to the Middle East of room air conditioner, which is not there. So therefore, despite room air conditioner revenue growing by 25%, it could be a selective disclosure, I am disclosing it to you, which is correlated with the GFK findings itself of our growing 30%. In fact, I think in Q2 we have grown much more than many competitors as per GFK report in the tertiary sales. That is a correlation. Because in summer we exhausted our stock, you know that we couldn't bill in June itself, and so I am disclosing that figure to you. So there is nothing to worry. Now come to this part of it. Some competitor is having commercial air conditioning part of the unitary products. How do I compare? It's simple. And segment 1 and segment 2 of ours and other competitors, and you see Blue Star's growth as well as Blue Star margin is an industry benchmark. And I have done that, and I can tell you that figure, if you were to add segment 1 and segment 2 of ours, in a minute I will give you that figure as well. If you add both segment 1 and segment 2, can I take out that margin? If you add both. I am giving you that as well for your information. So with that, this subject will come to full clarity. I am just reading out to you. If I add segment 1 and segment 2 together, the revenue, because commercial air conditioning service in our case is part of, say, electromechanical project segment, not part of unitary segment. the revenue growth for Q2 will be 22%, H1 will be 26%. EBIT growth for Q2 will be 36%, H1 will be 54%, and total EBIT will be for H1 will be 7.2 and Q2 will be 8.7 for H1, Q2 will be 7.9. So that 7.9 and 8.7 are industry benchmark. I don't think anybody have reported that figure. Thank you.
Understood, sir. Sir, just one last question in terms of commercial export order. At least we had shipped some quantities to US. So how's the feedback been there, and have we onboarded more clients?
I don't think we've onboarded. We are working currently with one client who have taken some products. The other client, you know, there was a, if you Google, you will understand there's a refrigerant migration to HFO by US. And old refrigerant, there was a deadline that was set, and before the deadline, the shipments have taken place. So that customer is happy, and the question is, there were more quantities asked for, but only that much we can do in order to meet those deadlines. And the other customer is in the process of validating the product. In 3 to 4 months' time, we should know where we stand. But equally, this also I will answer, so, because I am again repeating, whatever I can state, because we have nothing to hide. The whole Trump administration, how they will view, it's a clear thing of make in America, not even make in Mexico. And how the industry there will proceed with. And I can tell you that the Chinese players, Japanese players, Korean players, and we are very, very small compared with them. What is going to happen, we do not know. And we have flagged this also with the, because we are developing products for others, we have asked this question as well. What we should do, how we should proceed, and I suppose in the next 2 to 3 weeks, some clarity should emerge with regard to this.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the lineup, Bhumika Nair from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So you mentioned about the water cooler aspect of, the new government BIS terms kind of impacting the quarter. If you can just give some, is it possible to get some idea of how much of a decline we saw and when do we see things stabilizing out here, in terms of growth coming back? Question number one. And question number two is on the projects business. So we've seen a very strong growth profile, margin improvement, etc. You did mention about data centers being one of the segments which is also helping in terms of the segment performance. Since it's something new that we're doing over the last couple of years, if you can talk about what exactly we do there and what percentage of the data center capex do we cater to, so that we can try to understand how large this business can become for us over the period of years.
So there, I explained about commercial. There is nothing to worry. It is a transition with regard to the technical changes. It's a C-class thing, according to me. The fact of the matter is, it came at a time when, if it is happening post-summer, it would have been far better, and don't worry about it. The impact is this. I told you, you will be able to very easily figure this out, right? I am saying our room air conditioner growth, revenue growth, is 25% revenue growth. And you have the segment 2 growth. And I am saying two reasons. One is commercial refrigeration impacted. Two is significant amount of exports to Middle East of room air conditioners was there, which is not there this year. So don't worry about it. It's a one quarter issue and it is not to be worried about even in next quarter. So there is nothing to worry.
So things will normalize into the next quarter, which is 3Q onwards, it will reflect the.
Even in October, it has normalized. There is nothing to worry at all.
Okay.
So the segment one is driven basically by commercial air conditioning products, and that is what is driving its huge profitability growth and revenue growth. The projects business continues to be growing at the same rate only. There is nothing dramatic that has happened, except that manufacturing and data centers are products which are safe to execute. We hold a leadership position. It is all fast-track products compared with commercial buildings, which used to drag on, or infra projects, which used to drag on. Otherwise, segment one's continued good performance is due to the commercial air conditioning products and service being part of that segment, which I again explained. In somebody else's case, it is part of segment two, and you are seeing the much larger growth there. Here, you are seeing segment one as a growth. That is why I combined segment one and segment two and read out the figure. And this whole thing is confusing you. I am sorry for this, and but I am not able to help.
Sure. So just on data center, can you elaborate what exactly and what percentage of the data center CapEx we do?
In data centers, we do complete MEP works. Like, in quite a few cases, they may ask, civil is very limited there, they may ask you to take related civil work also. And it is ducting, piping, insulation, electrical, plumbing, that is the part we do. And there is a cooling part of it, and we do produce chillers meant for data center. And it's not the entire equipment connected with data center that we do, and we are, in a manner of speaking, an important system integrator there. That is a part of it. And our significant amount of business so far has been in offering solutions as a MEP contractor for all leading, not all, most of the leading data center service providers.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, and please help us understand, as per the GfK data that you have quoted, we have outgrown and outpaced the industry by a very large margin, perceivably in H1. And even so, we have retained our RAC market share at about 13.75. So can you just help us understand the dynamics? And also, you quoted October 2024 volume and revenue numbers. So could you please repeat those again?
I'll start with October. October volume growth is 30% and the revenue growth is 28%. Okay. Now, when I come to the market share, why it is not happening? The question, it was in Q1. We had planned only for 25% growth. With the 25% growth, we could have done 30% but we managed to do more than 50% growth. Still, we lost sales in May as well as June. And I think we would have grown lesser than the industry, is my assessment. And the commercial, we have significant amount of, we are one of the leading players in room air conditioners meant for B2B part of it, institutions like ATM or a small office, et cetera, but that part of it is not generally captured by GfK. GfK captures only the retail sales. It is based on retail audit. Now, during the election period, there had been a slowdown in the B2B part of the sales, and generally in summer season, that particular part of it will not go. It compensates during the off-season period. Our assessment is that it should be somewhere around 13.75% only, though our own teams say it is 14%, but we took a call, it should be 13.75% only because of Q1.
Understood.
Definitely we are not, it is important for me to disclose that also. Our original goal is FY25, we will reach 15% market share. I don't think we are going to reach that this year. If we close with 14%, we will be happy.
Understood. So my second question is regarding this commercial refrigeration, and we understand that these are interim hiccups. From when do you expect the improvement to start seeing the improvement in this vertical? And secondly, do we retain our FY25 guidance that we cited in Q1 earnings call of about 20-25% top-line growth and 8.5-9% operating margin?
The commercial refrigeration part is already resolved. October onwards, there shouldn't be any problem, and we continue to maintain. It'll be the top-line growth of 25%-30% in room air conditioners or the unitary products as a whole, and margin guideline remains. There is no change in that at all.
Understood. Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is related to the RAC industry because you had given numbers for the GSK as well as of yours. The growth has been very strong. Industry growth for the first half has been around 31%. You grew by around 45% in volume, even in October, 30%. So how is the channel inventory at this juncture? And usually, we see in the end of Q3, there is some start of the inventory filling for the summers. So how has been? And do you expect this kind of a growth to continue in the coming quarters as well?
So first is GfK. GfK is tertiary sales figures, what is really picked up by the customer, which is what should determine your market share or growth. It's not I dump it on a dealer. And in our case, Q1, we exhausted the material. We couldn't. If it is so, we would have improved our market share. So what has happened is predominantly sold by us during the quarter only. Now, the dealers have become much more process-oriented. So first of all, more than 50% of the sales are happening through organized power or modern retailers like Croma, Vijay Sales, and Jio, so on and so forth, and the regional retailers like Satya, Vivek, Vasant, etc., or Bajaj. Now, they all have a robust system of what the counters are selling, what are their inventory levels, how they have to schedule the inventories. It is same like e-commerce that you cannot dump the stock there. The question of price may be negotiated on a quantity, but the quantity material will move in this manner. Where you will be able to dump a stock in a quarter could be distributors who are handling so many people. And you would have seen our capital employed figure there. And it is managed extremely well, and we do not believe we discourage that there is no question of dumping material on anyone at all. Then, those days, it was a China-imported one, more than 50% of the material, but today it is all manufactured. And if it is CCT, all the southern states, whether it is Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Karnataka, Puducherry, it's all overnight deliveries. Right now, my assessment is there are no huge inventories lying, and I do not think in future such a situation will arise. The dealers are very clear about this, that I negotiate a rate for a particular quantity, but I lift it according to what I need. And the old days have gone. This is my assessment. And when I talk to the dealers, they are very clear. they are monitoring hour to hour what is the sale and the inventory across their stores. I don't, bottom line is there is no inventory pressure.
Great. Good to hear that. Second question is, sir, related to your gross margin. For quarter, there is a good improvement in the gross margin as an overall, you know, financials. So if you can highlight what lead to that improvement.
Nikhil can.
Yeah. So that, see, if when you look at the gross margin, it will be inclusive of all businesses. And as we have reflected some time back, you know, the both room air conditioner, commercial air conditioning, and service, all will be part of this, in addition to, of course, the projects business and our commercial refrigeration business. So that on a quarter-on-quarter basis, if you see last year, while it was around 24.8%, this year we have reported at around 26.5%. So there is an improvement in that margin. This is in line with the margin improvements which you are seeing in EBIT and also which is reflected in the segment one, as well as whatever improvement would have happened in REC2 to a certain extent.
So is that a product mix or some, you know, realization benefits here?
It is product mix as well as some amount of material cost also. There is a continuous re-engineering which anyway goes on, which also contributes to it.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Thakkar from Fidelity Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. A couple of questions and then just a suggestion at the end. Both the questions are on margins, Ravi. So if I look at segment one, first half margins have been very strong. You had called out some, you know, one-offs last quarter, but this quarter seems to be more recurring. Now, first half margins are at 9%. And in the last call, you've spoken about margins at the 7.5% to 8% band. Even if I were to assume full year margins at 8%, we are only looking at 7.5% in second half. So any reason to revisit the margin guidance in segment one? That's question one.
So you complete the questions, I'll answer. So what is the second question?
Sure. So second question is around, you know, the unitary product business. I guess the math, which is not clear, like I get your reluctance to call out, you know, how large is commercial refrigeration, cooler business, and fully support you of that. But just to make it a little easy to understand, if you could help us quantify what is the export order, you know, in Q2 last year, because that would have been gone to zero completely, right? So it just helps us make sense, because if room AC is 70-75% of sales, and that's grown at 25%, for overall segment to go 5%, you know, like I don't know if the commercial refrigeration business is declined, which I don't think it might have to such an extent to get to 5%. So we wanted to get a sense of how large the export number was last year.
I appreciate your question. There is no reluctance. It is about the difficulty of being selective disclosure. That's about all. The second is that, see, my competition reports with commercial air conditioning in room air conditioning, unitary product segment. Then I don't have the access to that figure. Perhaps you have the access, okay? That's a problem but I have nothing to hide. I'm telling you, room air conditioners, revenue growth in Q2 is 25%. Volume growth is 27%, okay? Now, I have also stated that the commercial refrigeration has not grown and it is just coming back, okay? You may assume that it is flat or it has slightly negatively grown, but there is a clear room air conditioners billing that happened to the international market, and we are not in that business. It will be unless specifically somebody asked for. There is a labor camp, there is a villa being constructed like that. It was there last year, Q2. That's about all. Overall, it is coming as minus 5% or something like that, or 5% growth. 5% growth it is coming. And that's about all. So there is no reluctance here. I don't want to be seen as and I have told you, the market size of the commercial refrigeration is 4,000 crore. I enjoy 30% market share, and 28,000 crore plus is the room air conditioner market. And I'm also stating that we are internally trying to figure it out, because in every call this question is coming, what is room air conditioner this?
Yeah.
And there is a record that is set that room air conditioner and commercial air conditioning can be combined elsewhere. And then the question will come, what is commercial air conditioning this? Okay. Now come to the margin question of yours. I am stating very clearly, segment one margin is good because of the equipment part of it. The commercial air conditioning equipment that is there, that is doing extremely well, like room air conditioner. That's about all. Now, also in projects, it comes as, let us say for example, project weightage is lower there. Your margin will be very high. And overall guidance is not changing. It is somewhere around 7.5% should be. 7 to 7.5 only should be the margin for segment one. And 8.5 should be the margin for segment two. We are not changing that guidance at all. In a particular quarter, it is looking very high.
Got it.
Yeah.
Lastly, just a suggestion. I think over a period of time, if you could engage to, you know, with investors, with sell side, to get disclosures to a level where it makes us easier for us to.
I am even proposing the industry together also should meet. I keep telling even the SEBI also, I need segment reporting of, even though ROC filing will be there of Daikin or LG or anyone multinational operating here. Now, you take competitors who are in consumer, durables, all. That are we getting the figure of air conditioners alone there? And or we are getting commercial air conditioning and residential air conditioning separated. It is not. I keep asking in a number of forums. See, one day, a standard may have to be set that this is how the companies will report. I do understand your difficulty. I am fully with you in this. And we as a board also is asking that, look, we have nothing to hide in this. As long as it is a level playing field of disclosures. See, look, there is a competitor who is including commercial air conditioning and related service into unitary products. And here, unitary products, I am including commercial refrigeration alone. Now, if you ask me for this breakup and that breakup also, you should be asking. Now, there are consumer durable players who are reporting as one segment. Then air conditioners out of that has to be given. Now, should I be saying, look, forget about others, I alone should disclose? That is what we are internally debating. And I am for it. The question is that as investors, you should know what every segment is. But the problem in the conference call is, unless I have changed it everywhere, unless I have restated last year, unless the board has taken on record, unless it is the beginning of year, I won't be able to give some loose disclosures.
For sure. For sure.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good afternoon and festive greetings to everybody at Bustan. Sir, just one question on balance sheet and cash flow. Looks like we've invested about 300 crores on the working capital in the first half, which has resulted into almost nil operating cash flow for the period. What has led to this? Is it purely because the higher EMP sales, which is basically projects plus commercial AC, which has led to higher working capital? And where do you expect this to stabilize by March 25?
No, Ms. Nikhil Soni will explain to you. It's not there. It is actually we are investing in the components meant for the rest of the year and the summer season. Because you are aware, there are supply chain disruptions and there are many non-tariff barriers that are being brought away. Some manufacturers, their approvals will be expiring, and that is the reason. Anything else?
Yeah, so that is the primary reason as far as working capital goes. There is no nothing related to projects in that. This is particularly with respect to components, which we are kind of to ensure sustain the supply chain. Some stocking is what is required. So that's what is the only thing.
Okay, and next question was on capacity and capex. You know, if you could just explain in terms of new product pipeline, what should we expect from Blue Star over the next, 6 to 12 months? And I'm not asking for specific products. What I wanted to know was overall on a, on a 3-4 segment basis, where is the company investing money for and what's the budget like?
So I think we keep the product launches are scheduled. We in the commercial air conditioning space, we completed the product launch, and that is not to do with the season, which is part of the segment one. There are data center chillers. There are certain process application chillers, including brine chillers. So and the centrifugal chillers we have taken to the next range. And in other words, commercial air conditioning, we are a comprehensive player. We are there in VR system, we are in screw chillers, we are in scroll chillers, we are in process chillers, we are in centrifugal chillers. We have introduced some data center chillers. We are expanding that range of data center chillers. That is a planned roadmap. The in the room air conditioner segment, it is not an energy label change here, but with the aspiration, what is the direction? The direction is we should have products at every price point, and that is the reason why we are growing. The next part is that you would have also noticed that we have been introducing somewhere around 75 SKUs every season. At this juncture, going by the last summer season, where the extreme summer conditions call for heavy duty air conditioners. So if it is not designed for those conditions, it will not be able to deliver the required cooling during the summer season. This was one of the customer experience issues during the summer season. In fact, quite a few customers ended up asking, your car is running or a two-wheeler is running at the temperature, why air conditioner alone at high temperature is not delivering that kind of cooling when they need that cooling, and which means it is redesigning the equipment and launching certain heavy-duty model, many more. That is on the anvil. The AI-enabled, Wi-Fi-enabled machines are being asked for by young generation or certain customer, and we are introducing that as well. The product launches are scheduled in February, and we will be announcing that. In commercial refrigeration, as I told you, that we have just completed that water cooler redesign, and we will be launching a few more models there, and we will be going ahead and launching a new range of deep freezers for certain applications also. These are the plans going forward.
And the budget is about 300 to 400 crores a year, right?
Yeah, on capital expenditure.
On capex, it is.
Yeah, that's capex and product development would be taken together.
Okay, and working capital, you explained the reason, but we should see a normalcy by March 25 balance sheet. Is that correct?
I think so. That is what is the plan. The question is, as well, I'll be much more transparent here. See, there are a few components which are all in India. Supply chain is supposed to develop the compressors, copper tubes, and electronics. Somewhere it is a capacity constraint locally, somewhere it is the quality constraint because Indian manufacturers will make it for the first time, somewhere it is connected with the cost because you are replacing China, somewhere the Chinese players who have invested here are not able to expand, they are waiting for some clearance or visa, so on and so forth. Things are changing dramatically, it is improving. In the meanwhile, we do not want a situation where you will be falling short of components for manufacturing, because in value terms it may not be significant, but a complete manufacturing line may be starved of a particular component. And the second part is that since C-City has become one important hub, C-City and Chennai, there are vendors, vendor ecosystem that is developing there. And that development approval, these are taking time also. So the full capacity may not be coming from there as well. So we are taking that also into consideration for a huge growth, which is CAGR of 20% till 2030 is the projection. And this year, next year, it may be 25 to 30% growth. And so I think it should be this kind of higher inventory should be till end of summer is my view. I don't think a very smooth supply chain is going to happen so very fast because of the reason I explained.
Got it, sir. Very clear. Thank you so much and best wishes for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in the earlier part of the call, you were mentioning about how's the market size of commercial refrigeration and more market share. I just wanted to understand the same for the commercial AC part. You know, what's the market size like and how are you thinking about growth in your own market share in this vertical, given there are newer opportunities like data centers, you know, emerging in this vertical?
I think my estimate is anywhere between rupees 5,000 crore to 6,000 crores, because more and more applications are coming in, even in process chillers. Data center again is an evolving thing. Multiple types of cooling are being deployed. You know, as the industry grows, many innovative solutions will be happening from the chip manufacturers onwards to server manufacturers. There are multiple technologies. It's a very complex, advanced one. As of now, you can take it as something like 6,000 crores as a market size of commercial air conditioning. And we may be playing in that market in mostly around 4,500 crores of that market we will be addressing, and our market share should be around 20% there.
Got it, sir. And sir, how should we think about growth in this vertical? You also mentioned, you know, that we've also seen this vertical has also seen growth because of summer, etc. But from a structural 3-year or 5-year point of view, right, how should we think about growth for you in this vertical?
It will be driven again by the construction sector, right? What are the segments that it serves? It is a large infra, social, as well as the public infrastructure like airports, metro railway, and hotels, hospitals, which require large chillers. Shop, showroom, boutiques, this will consume the VRF systems or the packaged air conditioning systems. My assessment is that easily that should also grow by 15 to 20% every year.
Equipment part. Okay. Sir, just one question. I know you don't give out disclosure with respect to order book, but if I recall correctly, about 5 years back, I think commercial buildings used to be a very large part of your MEP order book. I just wanted to understand what's the diversification of orders like in that vertical, from a risk as well as an opportunity point of view.
So we will attempt to give you that. We don't have any problem in disclosing the electromechanical projects part of it, infrastructure, commercial buildings, factories and data center, how those orders are distributed. We will try to give it to you perhaps in the next call or something like that. Right now, the commercial buildings should be only 20%. And the infrastructure should be around 30%. That's what I feel. 35% should be infrastructure projects. The factories and data centers are significant part of our focus. The market may not be that. But market will be very large in buildings, market will be very large in this one, but our success rate or our focus and where we want to play. So there is a skew towards factories and data centers.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take this as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Sohoni for closing comments.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. With this, we conclude this quarter's earnings call. Do feel free to revert to us in case any of your queries were not fully answered, and we'll be happy to provide you with additional details by email or in person. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Blue Star Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.